What better day to show the love? On Tuesday, February 14, Valentine's Day cards handmade by students were passed out to residents of Chartwell Whispering Pines Retirement Residence on Letitia Street in Barrie. "It's beautiful. I feel really special," said Dorothy Vardy, whose purple card with a white, heart-shaped flower said, "You are amazing, don't forget that. It's nice that they get the school kids to do it," she added. Students from more than 30 public, Catholic and French schools participated in the Show the Love campaign by creating cards, letters and artwork, which was distributed to long-term care and retirement residences throughout the city and surrounding area. Frank Verhulst said it was nice just to get a Valentine's Day card from kids. He has a lot of lady admirers, said Jim Richards, sitting with wife Shirley, near Verhulst. He deserves one. I thought it was lovely, really delightful, said Francis Law about getting a card. Especially when it was made by a youngster. That makes it even better. I love it. I got a beautiful one, said Thelma Coots, who taught kindergarten and knows a thing or two about making Valentine's cards. During the past couple of years, in addition to the thousands of cards made by students, many people in the community have also contributed by dropping cards off at the Barrie Police Services Station. City Police received more than 6,000 Valentine's Day cards this year. Barrie Police Const. Julie Reynolds, who gave out cards, said interest in the Show the Love campaign continues to grow. "It mushroomed," she said. "It was 3,000 last year. It's really taken off." The goal of the Show the Love initiative is to foster a caring community by connecting kids with members of the community who are living in retirement residences. In addition to Reynolds, Kim Simpson of North Simcoe Muskoka Specialized Geriatric Services and Jenna Wickers, Mature Minds Coordinator with Catholic Family Services of Simcoe County, delivered the handmade Valentine's Day cards to Whispering Pines residents.